Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us again. This is Neighbors in Need. I am Sandy Waters, and in the studio with me is Lisa Packer from Just Serve. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me back.
Thank you for coming back in. Even though you didn't bring your baby.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, she's a doll. And we
2 months old, right?
2 months old.
Okay, so you have a party in your house. You have now
all night long.
Four kids. All together. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay. But somehow you find time to run Just Serve. And if you're not familiar with it, here's the website, justserve.org. And let's learn all about it. How long has it been going on? What is it? How can we help?
Great. So justserve.org is actually a nationwide website, but it's been in our area for about a year and a half. So we have a team of volunteers that just kind of help upload opportunities from agencies, local agencies, to connect volunteers with volunteer opportunities. And it's really fun to kind of search different opportunities, whether they're refugees, homeless shelters. There's really something for everyone. And it's kind of a go-to, like a Facebook page almost, to search opportunities to volunteer right in your neighborhood.
So you're the ones that help these not-for-profits, whatever they need as far as is it just specifically volunteers, or do you help them just get their word out too as far as
it's
the
just
brand
volunteer
awareness?
So it's okay. A volunteer website, but it's kind of like a Facebook page for non-for-profits, because they can post just agency information. So it is a way for them to promote what they're doing and their agency and opportunities within that. There's some great benefits for the agencies. It's really easy to use. You can upload any opportunities, whether it's one time or ongoing, and it gives you the opportunity to connect with volunteers that maybe you wouldn't be able to otherwise.
Sure. Yeah.
There was a large church downtown that does some great ministries like soup kitchens and tutoring, but they were filling all of those opportunities with members within their church, and they just needed some more help. And so they uploaded those to justserve.org, and they were kind of overwhelmed with the response of volunteers,
oh,
which is
cool.
Great from the community, and even coworkers or, you know, companies that were looking for opportunities can connect with things that maybe they didn't know were out there, because Rochester's full of wonderful ways to give back.
Which is very cool.
It is.
It is cool that Rochester, we are so giving. Now, how did you find Just Serve? How did you become, you know, part of this?
Yeah, so I'm the public affairs director for my church, and it's sponsored by the church nationwide.
Okay.
So in that role, I'm a volunteer, but just kind of took that under and was excited. I love to volunteer with my family and with my kids, and as a mother, I want to teach them that it's important to give back even at a young age. So
absolutely,
we have always been engaged in volunteering in our community.
And you're right, there's a lot of families like yours who want to volunteer and teach the kids how to volunteer and do it together. There's a lot of school groups, right, that they try to find a cause to, you know, wrap their arms around. And like you mentioned, companies too. So this is a one place, the go-to place.
Absolutely. Yeah, we hope it will become that. So we encourage agencies and other individuals who have opportunities to just register, log in. We can help you go through that, but it's really user friendly. So if you have an opportunity to kind of check it out, log in through email or through Facebook and submit a post if you know of something that isn't on there.
So how many agencies do you have already that are part of this?
We have about 200 opportunities.
Oh, wow.
Some of those opportunities are, you know, 5 or 6 within one agency. So it's gaining momentum here in the area. And again, we'd love, you know, more agencies to kind of log in.
That's remarkable.
Just yeah,
it is. Year, 200.
It is. It's great.
So now how do you, and you're probably trying to just get the word out to the agencies. Like last time, I believe you
Correct.
Came in and we were focused on the volunteer side of it. And us, we can just go to the website and the benefits on that side of it. But for the agency side of it, is that another push just to get the word out and to communicate with these agencies that, hey, we're here?
Absolutely. We're here to support you. I think that's been one of our challenges in a small team of volunteers ourselves is reaching these agencies because they run off small budgets and few mm-hmm. paid staff members. And so to communicate and to reach them, even as a volunteer, can be really challenging. And so we're here to help. Like I said, the website really helps agencies connect with volunteers. It can track those volunteer hours. It helps you communicate with volunteers ongoing. It can offer, you know, easy posting, kind of keeping track of that information, whether it's a one-time, you know, race per year or an ongoing opportunity. You can upload those things and save it as a template. So it kind of saves time for the agency and is a great support for them. And we're here to help.
I can't imagine, you're right, working with a small group of volunteers already in minimal budget, what a daunting task that is to organize volunteers.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
and just to keep
easy.
Track of who's helping year after year. You know, if someone has helped 1 year, they're more likely to come back because they have felt that you know, feeling of coming back and helping and giving
yeah.
back. So
yeah. So it's really just a simple process. You just go on as an agency, fill out the user-friendly form, and that's it. There's no requirements to
No requirements. No requirements. It's just registration. So you can register through an email or through a Facebook account. It's really simple. And then if you would like the administrative rights, we can assign those to you. And then you kind of monitor what you're posting. You can see behind the scenes, again, how many hours the volunteers have come, who has registered for what. It even gives you like a metric so you can see, you know, if one event or one posting is more popular than another, or maybe how you wrote it or the picture that you put up. You can see some of those statistics, and that's really helpful.
So now you said this is national,
it
right?
Is.
And how long has it been around nationally on a national?
About 5 years.
Okay.
It was rolled out just in a few areas to see how it would be received. And then in our area, about 2 years.
And it was your church that said, hey, this is a great idea. Let's sponsor it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's sponsored by the church and, you know, it's a great community resource.
Can you give us some of the examples of agencies that are on the list?
Yeah, so there's quite a few agencies that have benefited from registering with JustServe.org. One, recently, Rochester Refugee Resettlement Services. And if you haven't heard of them, they're really grassroots. They don't receive federal funding for refugees, and they have an annual event every year, and it's hosting dinner and activities for 300 refugees that speak different languages, and it's a really wild and crazy busy event, but it's really fun, and there's no way that their 5 or 6 paid staffers could host that kind of an event.
Oh, absolutely,
and so,
right.
No
it
way.
It sounds overwhelming, a
so,
party of 300,
yes,
okay.
And dinner and all of the activities, all these kids. So they logged into JustServe.org and uploaded those volunteer opportunities to host the event, to outline the dinner, you know, check-in tables, face painting, all of the things that they wanted to have happen. And we're able to host this wonderful annual gathering to celebrate refugees. And it was wonderful. They had family, a professional photographer come and take family portraits, which is really valuable for refugees. And so that's one example of an agency utilizing JustServe.org to kind of help and do something that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do. There are things on there, RAIN, Rochester Area Interfaith Hospitality Network, Reach, which is another one that's a little bit more grassroots if you haven't heard of them. And they've had wonderful benefits to uploading or posting opportunities on JustServe.org. As an individual, we've heard stories of people volunteering with agencies for a couple of years or even months, and then it becoming a job for them. And so there's wonderful benefits to volunteering in your community. I always say that, especially in Rochester, I'm not from this area, and out west there's a lot of sun, and in the wintertime it kind of gets to me. And so when I'm feeling down, or I volunteer, and that helps me. And so it kind of reduces that seasonal depression, or however you're feeling, to kind of look outward. So there's great benefits as individuals or families of volunteering and giving back in your community.
I think that is proven, right? When you volunteer, it really does change your mood. It gives you, so it benefits you and the organization that you are volunteering for, sure.
Absolutely. And you can build a skill that you didn't know you even wanted to learn, right? That you were interested in learning.
So now you've talked about, you mentioned a couple of grassroots agencies. So they're just starting. If you have an idea in your mind and you're like, I have no idea how to start, can that be something that you put out there? Hey, we're looking for volunteers to help brainstorm or develop this agency.
That's a great idea. Absolutely. We've seen a few agencies upload opportunities like board members. And so if that's something you're interested in collect, you know, gathering interested individuals who maybe you wouldn't be able to connect with, that's a great idea.
Now, noticing and seeing all of it, all the agencies and all the volunteers, is there an area that's lacking a little bit of volunteers that needs a little bit more push?
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. I think we have a lot of connections with refugee agencies on there. We have quite a few for homeless. That's obviously an issue in Rochester. Some of the things that we don't have listed on there are veteran services, which again, we have in this area, as well as animal shelters. So those are two that we thought we'd love to see a few more postings about.
Oh, there's not a lot of agencies for the animal services?
There are a lot. Oh. They're just not listed yet.
Okay. Yeah, because so I was going to say, haven't reached them. Agencies here in Rochester.
There's a lot of them.
Okay. All right. So if you have an agency, if you work for an agency, or if you volunteer, give them the heads up about JustServe.org. And then is there a way that we can reach out to you directly, or do we just go to the website and it's pretty self-explanatory who to contact if we have questions?
It is pretty self-explanatory. The website will connect you with us locally.
Okay.
But we do have an Instagram account, so RockJustServe. There's a hashtag JustServe, or hashtag RockJustServe, as well as an email. So RockJustServe@gmail.com.
And now on the other side of it, with the volunteering, if you were to go on, you can just, see a full list of opportunities?
You can. So there's a couple of ways you can look at it. You can look at it without registering and just kind of browse. You can search by keywords, so refugees. You can search by skills like sewing. You can also look at a map. So if you're limited, you know, on a bus line or something like that, you can look on a map and it will connect you with things that are close, or a calendar. So there's several ways that as a volunteer you can look and search the website.
And how far out can you look? Do agencies put like their whole calendar out so you can?
Some of them do. Okay. Some of them do. And a lot of the postings are ongoing opportunities, like, you know, come and serve lunch every Monday and at this time, and it's ongoing throughout the year. Once you register and log in and then click, you know, you can read more about the agency and the opportunity if you find one that's interesting. And if you're interested, you can click volunteer, and then it gives you an option to write how you would like that agency to communicate with you. So if you want email or a phone number, obviously it doesn't save your information. It's confidential, but it will send it right to the director who has registered that posting.
Oh my God. It seems so simple.
Yes.
Such an idea where it's like, why wasn't this developed sooner, right? Right.
Yeah. I think there have been other websites that have tried certain things in the past. We feel like this one is working because it's supported nationwide. And so we have the backing and we have local resources as well and volunteers to help continue and make sure it's going in and continues.
It streamlines everything.
Yes.
It just makes it so simple.
Yes, it's very simple.
So if you're an agency and you're looking for volunteers, because I know that is a struggle for you guys, it is tough, go to justserve.org. If you are somebody who wants to volunteer or wants to volunteer as a family or as a group, justserve.org, it works on that side too.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for using it. We've had a great year. A lot of users and a lot of agencies have come forward, and Rochester is great in that way to support.
Now, do you guys need volunteers? Or do you need something from us that we can help you?
We're doing great. I think if we can just encourage agencies to log in and see how JustServe can help them, and we're doing really good.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Lisa Packer, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me back.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.